Here I am doing pitch oscillations where I'm moving up and down with a stick at more or less the same indicated airspeed, but you can see the relative wind and the angle of attack changing quite dramatically. And the way of in which is really live and easy to see is quite dramatic. It certainly surprised me. Here it is in turbulence, and you can see the ball bouncing around. You don't need to compute a gust factor in order to know exactly how much turbulence you have. It's very visceral. Here's a forward slip into a bush airfield, and you can see a bad habit of mine. I pull on the stick a little bit as I come. See that? As I come out of the slip. And that is so easy to see that swing and just kind of know, almost like a, you know, sports swing, just how I flubbed that and how I could do better. And here's the landing flare. As you would expect, the opposite of the takeoff, the relative wind gets weaker and weaker and moves down to the stall line until finally, boom, we land. This is a tail dragger. So with this, we've also snuckered in a little enhancement. So there's by taking a slice of your vertical speed indicator, we can put it in a really small area. And so now we have this instrument that has a ton of information. It is all air-derived. It all comes from air data. And we claim it is all you need to know in order to fly your aircraft in VFR. And who knew that all you need to know comes from the wind? Isn't that wonderful? So we believe that any kinds of warnings, stall horns, buzzers, or any other kind of thing, they really should point back at the single, easily teachable thing that allows you to show rather than tell what is happening with this all-important quantity, the relative wind. And our goal is to make this accessible to pilots and to instructors, and to encourage people to come up with training programs that put this front and center. Instructors love this. Our concrete products, because we have to have something concrete, is an air data probe to measure the relative wind, and a display and a series of software to display it. So first, the air data probe. We started out with humble beginnings. Here is my lovely wife, Melissa, holding an early version of the probe. Here is a test rig on my car, believe it or not, to try out the probe. We advanced to this lovely thing, which flew all around the country, to Texas, to Oshkosh from Nevada, in IMC and VMC, in rain and shine. And these things worked really well. This is the probe on my friend's DA-40. We have morphed the design quite a bit to where now it can be built as a kit out of 3D printed parts and small components you can buy in catalogs. Here it is. It's battery powered and Wi-Fi. So again, it can be used on any airplanes, including certificated airplanes. And the parts cost is $205. Here it is on our airplane that we use for testing. And you notice we have these little gun sight type things for aligning it. You can also put it in a wired configuration, and we have demonstrations of that. Here's the display unit, very bright, visible in the sun. This is Grand Teton in the background. Our newest display unit, also a kit, and has expansion connectors and can be programmed like a Stratex for people to make use of and for other innovators to use. It fits in the hand, and the parts cost $172. Here is the setup as we have in our RANS S6. We also have ideas for accessories. We have a variety of mounting solutions to mount on your strut if you don't want to, you know, mount it to your airplane permanently. We've used many of these with Cessna 172s and clubs. We have little demonstrator gadgets like this keychain for demonstrating the relative wind. And wouldn't you know, we also have a version of the demonstrator gadget which sends out the same signals as the probe, so you can show a student how the relative wind affects the display and talk to them about it. And now we can talk about our next steps. And I know this is going really fast, but you know, this is a rather fast presentation. A concrete product to put out there, because hey, this is a Shark Tank kind of, you know, presentation. What are we going to sell? A kit for the probe and a display wirelessly to start with some kind of simple mounting solution at a parts cost of less than $450. All the plans, blueprints, software are open source. People can build this themselves, but the idea is to give them a kit to take away some of the manufacturing burden, but also to reduce the cost. And the most important thing in the future, of course, is collaboration with others. This is my friend Jeremy Cole, who is an EAA member and was instrumental in helping out with this. This is a team of young people at Wichita State University who calibrated the probe in the Walter H. Beach Wind Tunnel. And finally, I'm going to talk about someone who's with us in spirit, my friend Thomas Barron, who is a winner. He cannot be here because he's fighting cancer, but I hope that we can cooperate by putting my display on his head-mounted display at some point. And thank you very much for listening.
Very good. Thank you. So my first question is, why does the ball get smaller with increasing angle of attack?
So it gets smaller with increasing dynamic pressure. The angle of attack does not necessarily change the size of the ball. The angle of attack changes the position of the ball. So dynamic pressure is represented as an independent variable. This is like the old sort of demo, and this is the newer parts.
So tell me how you get side slip.
Side slip is the position of the ball sideways, left or right.
But air data wise?
Air data wise. Oh, so we have a five-hole probe with three pressure sensors and a barometer in here. And so we just get, it's just a multi-hole probe. Just simple, you know, simple thing.
Very good. Did you guys get to see this?
This is a mock-up of the wired probe with most of the parts in it. So it's fairly lightweight. You can check it out. Van, here you go.
After you won the first time.
Yes, sir.
You kind of disappeared for a while. How much testing has been done and when was it done?
So the testing was basically on my airplane. It took me a while to get an airplane. I tested in some club airplanes in the local flying club. I tested on the airplane I have now. I was planning to work with a gentleman who was used to be the retired head of human factors at NASA Ames. That was probably around 2019, and then COVID hit. And then, unfortunately, the gentleman, Key Dismukes, some of you may know him, he passed away. COVID, I have planned to test with my friend who is an aerobatics instructor. COVID basically shut down her flying club. At around the time when we had good enough hardware to test, we were hit by COVID. But otherwise, I fly with it every day in my plane. And
how many other pilots have been exposed to it?
How many other pilots? I would say, it's hard to say because some instructors have actually used it in their primary instruction. So I would say of the people I know, 10-ish, more or less.
I think the one concern that I have is we're more and more flying airplanes that have glass panels.
Yes.
And AOA indicators and everything else are bringing our eyesight inside the airplane.
Yes.
And not outside. And then I see this as another part of that display. Is there an oral portion to this, or is it all just visual?
I have left the oral portion to other people to do, because I know that I have colleagues back there who are doing it very well. Yes, you can definitely add an oral portion, and that's why I've made my little display expandable. But my contribution to the universe is this display. And indeed, when you hear something, if you are not trained or ready to know what is going on, this gives you something so you can go look and figure out, according to a simple causal geometric model, what is happening. Because most people are not fighter pilots or aerobatic pilots. Most flight instructors I've talked to, yes, it's true, are confused about the relative wind. And so as a deconfuser, if nothing else, I think that is important.
That's exactly one of the things that I wrote down, is that today we don't really teach relative wind. We teach angle of attack, right?
And right.
Relative wind is sort of a result of that angle of attack in a way. And
right.
We'd have to change the way flight instructors are taught to teach flying to other people. So
yes.
There's
yeah.
more, I think there's a learning curve to it, that more than just the display itself.
So, but that's a good point, though. I mean, put a gadget in someone's cockpit, watch nothing happen, right? Unless you change your practice, the gadget is not going to help you. So this definitely comes with an implicit training program in the process of which people will think about the new way of flying, and hopefully that will lead them to always think about loss of control. I had some people at an EAA presentation I gave thinking, thank you for talking about this. We'll be better pilots just because we thought about it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Tell me about the training program. What kind of training program? How would it be structured? Are you going to do a tutorial? Is it going to require, you know, periodic updates and all of that kind of thing? How do you intend to educate the people that are going to use this? They buy it.
Right.
I put it on my airplane.
Yes.
How do I know how to use it?
So I actually hope that instructors will use it more than normal people to start with, because I think it really requires an introduction. My hope is that someone will go in for their BFR, get trained on this thing, and then go home with one, or perhaps go and buy one. But I I mean, I don't have the training program, but I do know that by basically explaining flight, explaining angle of attack, and then going through maneuvers to show people how it changes, that would be the way to get them to believe the instrument.
Well, as Michael said, I mean, you're going to have a ramped up learning curve.
Yes.
Somebody's got to train the trainer.
Yes.
So that they have a level of understanding. There's a lot of people that know how to fly. There are very few that really understand how to fly.
Yes.
And flight instructors really need to understand it to yes. educate those that are going to fly with
yes.
them. So all I'm trying to get to is what kind of training program is am I going to have as a flight instructor so that I can then educate Dave on how to use it?
Can happen.
Not with
so,
you.
So I have not designed this training program yet, but it will probably include, expanded envelope exercises or something like that, in which, you know, you kind of observe the behavior of your relative wind, you observe how your airplane behaves, and then you learn how to point that out to someone else.
So one of the things we were hoping to see is contestants maybe partner together, and we haven't seen that as much as we would have liked. Have you seen any other contestants that might be a good complementary
all
fit
of them,
for this technology?
All of them.
Can you pick
all
one?
Of them. No. So, I mean, with Vac and his team are awesome. I think this plus their oral solution is the ultimate thing. I think I have a really good way of getting air data. It's just like it's pretty well designed and easy and cheap. I think we should combine our oral data, and I think we should get the expanded envelope exercises to act as the training program for this combined solution such that these become the way of familiarizing with the system. If we can get it on heads-up display, that would be really awesome, and maybe it can be solar-powered. And you think I'm kidding. I really think that we have to work together, and this is, you know, I believe this is a focal point.
So in some airplanes, they don't look at just the angular displacements like alpha and beta. They look at onset. So, for example, when Mike does a snap roll, the airplane doesn't know that ahead of time. It happens really fast. Have you thought at all about onset, or in a GA airplane, that doesn't seem to happen, and it's not maybe necessary?
So a bit onset of...
Like you look at pitch rate in addition to what is angle of attack to anticipate the fact that you're heading towards stall very quickly.
So you remember when I was coming out of that side slip and you could see the swing and just with a little glance you could see the rate, right? So a live display that's updated 20 times a second gives you a rate and you can just feel it. Like you can feel the momentum of the airplane and you can feel how it meets the wind. And I think that is why it is so good to have a visual display you can have in the corner of your eye. You get rate feedback.
In any of your testing, have you spun the vehicle to see what the display would do?
I have not, not yet. My CFI has spun our airplane, but I have not spun yet.
Did you CFI spin it with the display in that?
With airball? He might have actually. I suspect what would happen is that the yaw would be off scale, and so one enhancement we need is a pointer, so if the yaw is off scale, we point with a red saying, you know, it's over there.
From your last question, one of the things that brings up in my mind is filtering. Are you filtering this in any way, and what's the sample or the time step
yes.
that you're filtering at?
So if you notice, I'll show you. In fact, I'll blow into the thing. Look at it. So you can notice, I don't know if this was a good demonstration, there are pointer trails of the ball that are the instantaneous position, and then the darkest ball is filtered. So you get the dark ball telling you on average where you are, and then you get these flashes telling you the little bursts of turbulence and the bounce and bumps patching all over the place.
And so again, as the academic in the room, have you done any peer-reviewed publications on this?
No, I've kind of been building crap, so that's why I have a load of...
You seem to be the guy that would do that.
I would love to, but I would have loved to publish with Professor Key Dismukes had he not left us, because this would be the perfect human factors thing to actually, you know, study.
All right, very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Do you guys want to keep these, or shall I? I'll leave them with you. Thank you so much.